PA's Democrat lieutenant governor worried over Trump rally crowd in Butler, this is not MAGA propaganda. By Amy Furr on November 1, 2020. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, D., is voicing concern after seeing photos of the massive Trump rally crowd in Butler on Saturday night. The president is popular in PA. I don't care what polls say. With 700,000 ballots still out there, you need to bank your ballot. Use a Dropbox. Get them in, he tweeted, along with a photo of the audience. In a subsequent post, Fetterman appeared to defend the photo shared by Politico White House reporter Gabby Orr, saying it was not MAGA propaganda. Can't fake a crowd like that. But you can make sure you show up and get every vote in, he wrote. Fetterman later tweeted an image of the event from Reuters, writing, "That's not Photoshop." The Secret Service estimated that 57,000 people attended the Butler event, according to Breitbart News. It was President Donald Trump's third rally of the day in the Keystone State, after rallies in Newtown and Reading, and he continued to another rally in Montoursville afterwards, the report said. Even though most Democrats believe former Vice President Joe Biden will win Pennsylvania, their confidence has eroded in recent weeks with emerging signs of a tightening contest in the state. According to elected officials, strategists and party activists, The Washington Post reported. Both sides believe the outcome in Pennsylvania will be crucial in determining who wins the White House, the article read. During his campaign rally Saturday in Newtown, Trump said Biden is against oil, guns, and God, Breitbart News reported. Trump also mentioned Texas, suggesting that Biden's message was not well received there. He's against oil, he's against guns, and he's against religion. Yet they say Texas is very close? Think about it, he's against oil, guns, and God, he added. Can you imagine going into Texas and saying, "We are going to take your guns away, and by the way, we're going to close up every oil well that you have," the president concluded.